ahead of a big game on Friday. He's managed to squeeze us into his diary. The club ambassador for Huddersfield Giants, Earl Crabtree, on the show today. Thank you very much for coming in.
Absolutely my pleasure.
You've got a busy day today because over on our sister station, the Giants are hosting the Robbie Hunter Paul show tonight at the John Smith Stadium.
That's it. It's the first one of the season for us, and it's before probably the biggest game of the season. It's the last game against Leeds Rhinos. For us, it's a huge game. It's the one where we probably get the biggest attendance, the best atmosphere, and often the best games as well. And hopefully that'll happen this time round. But we've got a live audience there with the Huddersfield Giants fans, a few players as well answering the questions, and who knows what will happen. But we're looking forward to the build-up. We're looking forward to the game on Friday.
Yeah, now tell us about the game on Friday. How much is riding on it? What do you hope the prediction of the score will be? Is it just going to be a good end of season game?
I hope it's just a good end of season game. There's nothing really riding on it from our point of view. We're in the top eight. We are safe, but we haven't reached the top four. Very disappointed. And with season tickets just going on sale as well, it's a good time for us to get leads because we want to build momentum now. We get that win against Leeds. That means we can probably start selling a few more season tickets with the hope next year we do even better and reach the top four.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you, Huddersfield Town have done massively well. I wondered how it's affecting the Giants, because you share the John Smith Stadium. How has their success affected you, if at all, at the Giants?
I think it's great for the town, first of all, and obviously a lot of people believe there's a massive divide between Huddersfield Town and Huddersfield Giants. For me personally, it's never been a case of that. I've got some really good friends there at Huddersfield, and the club ambassador Andy Booth as well, who I've watched his career as he's watched mine as well. And we sat down with Wagner actually not too long ago discussing our roles at the club, and it's just good that we can get together, we can talk. There is a difference in the sports, there's a difference in the mentality and the culture there as well. We are in the shadow of Huddersfield Town, I think it's fair to say, and it's a shame. But at the same time, we're not competing with Huddersfield. They're a bigger animal, if I'm being honest with you. And we'd just like to snowball the effect that they've created. And if we can roll with it and actually pick up a few more of the sponsors and ride that wave, as it were, of success and create our own atmosphere with more fans following us as well, I think we'll do well. There's a massive buzz around Huddersfield at the moment. Huddersfield Town, Huddersfield Giants and HD1 project as well, which is something that's been massively talked about. I think it's going to be unique within the country, is that we're going to have this set up with hotels and facilities around where we've been, a bowling alley, a ski slope, and bang in the middle is the John Smith Stadium. I think this is going to be huge for the town, huge for the clubs, and hopefully we can be a part of that success.
Yeah, and that's what you were saying about the season ticket. You want people to have the season ticket, come along and enjoy that and the atmosphere. And obviously before the season for football started, they were changing all sorts of things in the stadium. So I guess you get to have the benefit of those as well.
I've got to say that's exactly how it is. And Huddersfield Town have been great with us, as in they've made sure that we actually benefit from it as well. And that is partly down to the fact that it is a shared stadium, so everything there is shared. So if they want to upgrade anything, it does affect us, because we then have to upgrade, and it's kind of not fair on us if they go on and do what they need to do, and everything else we've had is just thrown out because we can't use it. So they have to be kind of wary of that as well, and they've looked after us, and some of the things that they put in place have been absolutely amazing, especially the new dugouts. And I've spent 17 years making a career on a bench, and as soon as I retire, now we've got these leather reclining seats. I mean, it's just absolutely typical. But with the season ticket sales, Huddersfield Town have been brilliant. They're very, very smart, and they've looked after their fans. I think the ticket's £199. And we've done the same thing. And again, this is quite unique. It's £125 for a season ticket. I think it works out about £7 a game. And the under-19s, they get a free jersey as well thrown in for £75. So that works out £2.18 per game. If you average it out, that's ridiculous value for money.
Yeah.
And that's why we want people to get on board. You know, these cheap tickets are worth buying just to come and watch the games, even if you're not a massive fan. We want to get more people to games, as Huddersfield Town have done. We want to ride that wave and just keep it going.
Yeah, the whole match day experience, though, I mean, the difference between football and rugby, you can't really compare the sports, you can't really compare the match day experience, but it is very family, isn't it, rugby? And it's just a lot of fun. And there's sometimes it's this little thing, not necessarily Huddersfield, I have to say, just but football grounds. You sometimes as a woman going to a game, you think, is it going to kick off? I never feel like that when I go to a rugby game.
I think, especially with rugby league, it's a very more family orientated sport. The aggression is a cliche. The aggression is on the field, not off the field. And I think that actually goes down to the stats as well. You know, you look at our fan base, and 40% is women. And we need to look into that ourselves and think, how can we attract even more women, simply because they're a massive part of what we do, and we realise that as well. I think football's a little bit more male orientated. I think it's fair to say that, and it tends to be a little bit more hostile as well, but that's just the nature of the beast. And when you've got 25,000 people in a stadium, it can get a little bit hostile. I mean, if we could get 25,000 in, I think we'd be a lot happier, and it probably would be a little bit more hostile as well. But yeah. We're very lucky. The sport's unique in that way, especially Magic Weekend, yeah. where we get all the teams playing over 2 days, and everyone just mixes with each other. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, when alcohol does get involved as well in any professional sport, there can be serious consequences to that. Rugby league, we're a little bit better off in that sense. We do okay, and fans appreciate each other, I think, as well. Probably because we are a little bit more of a minority sport compared to football.
Yeah. But you have that sort of the will and want to make it just as popular as football. There is a lot of passion.
We are striving to get more and more people involved in rugby league. We believe it's an absolutely fantastic sport. And I say we, as a fan of rugby league. I'm a fan of football as well. All my mates are fans of football, but I love getting them along to a game. They always enjoy themselves. And it's just something a little bit different. And I hate the fact that people just have a divide between sports, especially if you're from Huddersfield. Why do you not support every Huddersfield team? I just don't get it. And for me, I do. I support everybody, every team in Huddersfield, and I want them to do well, because that is a success story for not just the team itself, but the whole of Huddersfield, and putting ourselves on the map.
Absolutely. And putting yourself on the map against Leeds. There's always going to be that rivalry between Huddersfield and Leeds. So hopefully on Friday, you can do the business.
We better do. We need to do. I mean, last year, I don't know if people will know this story, but it was to do with winning the league. And basically, we could dictate to certain teams which team won the league. And there was a helicopter in the air, and it was going to drop this trophy off basically to whichever team won it on that night. And we had a massive say in this. And so we were beating Leeds until the last 10 seconds of the game. Where we kicked the ball, it bounced straight into Ryan Hall's hands, and he went away and scored one of the best tries you'll ever see, because it meant so much to different teams. And then suddenly that trophy was going to one place and ended up in a different place. I think it was Wigan at the time, and it just messed so many people up. And it was one of those games where we had them, we had them in the last game of the season, and we totally messed up. It cost us a victory against Leeds, with the bragging rights, as it were. And it also cost another team the championship. So we got a lot of stick off that, a lot of flack. But for us, it's those bragging rights. It's Leeds Rhinos. They've been such a big team, such a massive following, and they deserve it as well. You know, they're so good, done so much good for the sport. But, you know, that's the team you want to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, exciting times for Friday. Like I say, tonight, Robbie Hunter Paul show coming live from the John Smith. So you've got Jake Mamo, Ryan Hinchcliffe, Michael Lawrence, and Chris Thorman, along with yourself. Lots of people for Robbie to chat to. I hope you can get a word in edgeways.
I don't normally, to be honest.
I
think I've said more words on this with you than I've ever said with Robbie. Normally interrupts you actually straight away, but it's fantastic. And it's great that we've got a rugby league show on as well. And I love what they do. Again, there's some great people in the sport that are trying to do the best they can to raise the profile. And Robbie's one of them. I think he's been a great ambassador for what we do as a sport. And hopefully that continues and we get a few more people doing the same thing. But it should be an interesting night. We've got some good players there as well. And again, Sebastian Ikehifo, who was our Players Player of the Year and also Supporters on Tour Player, I think, as well. He's got about 4 awards, I think, at the awards night, which is absolutely fantastic. Hopefully he'll be there as well.
Because I'm glad you said his name and not me.
I know, I'm actually used to saying it now. I'm probably saying it wrong, but if you say it with enough confidence,
absolutely,
people believe it's right. And hopefully he'll be there if he actually replies to my text messages. And it'll be good night. Yeah. And who knows what the fans are going to ask the questions, and who knows what Robbie's going to ask as well. So it should be a good night, be entertaining. It's a little bit different, but we're trying to engage with the fans, which is something we're trying to promote as well.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy the show. I'll be listening from 6 o'clock. Just you were talking there about the awards. I have to say congratulations because you got the Outstanding Achievement Award on Monday night. Was that a bit of a surprise for you?
It was, actually. I was actually co-host of the whole evening, which is something I got roped into at the last minute because somebody dropped out. So I changed all the script to how I'd like to ask the questions of the players. It went really well, and I don't think we had any too many errors, apart from I walked off with a microphone at one point when I meant to give it to Rick Stone. But it kind of added to the night, a little bit of humour in there as well. So we had a brilliant night, but then the Outstanding Achievement Award was announced, and I thought it was one of the other nominees, and I had wrote out all these questions, spent plenty of time doing that, about 45 minutes, and it turned out it was me. And the reason I got that is because I got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and only the 22nd person to make it into the Hall of Fame. My picture now is firmly on that wall, and I'll never be forgotten, which for me is quite a big thing, you know. It's I never got the awards that I always wanted, the accolades. We're playing for Huddersfield, I wanted to get a major trophy, and it never quite happened for me. But for me now, this is probably the biggest thing I could have ever won, no matter what trophy I ever got. To be in the Hall of Fame and be recognised and be alongside the great names of like Wagstaff and Rosenfeld, I think I'll take that to the grave. And also my family, as they keep coming through, I'll always be there, sort of, you know, as a memory, as a good player, I like to think.
Because your whole career has been at Huddersfield. And in that respect, I'm very similar to you, because I started my radio career here, and 17 years on, I'm still here. Like you say, you never went somewhere else for the accolades. So to get the Hall of Fame is pretty amazing. And to spend all that time working for one place. Passion.
It's good to hear that someone's just as crazy as I am. I spent 17 years. I did work experience at the Giants when I was 15 years old. I was a safety steward there at 15/16, and I signed for the Giants on my 17th birthday. Now 34, nearly 35, and it's been a long journey. Mm-hmm. But it's one I've really enjoyed, and for different reasons. And don't get me wrong, as you go through, you learn a lot, you mature, and you change, I think, as a person as well. And I do look back and think, what would have happened if I did move? I had opportunities. I could have gone to Australia, St George Illawarra, very interested. Could have gone to Wigan, Warrington, St Helens. I nearly signed for them when I was being messed about a little bit. And it never happened. And I don't look back on that with any regret. I could have gone and won trophies, but they don't make me sleep at night. It's not something that worries me. I'm very much about being happy and doing things that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy what I'm doing at the moment. I enjoy my life, having weekends off. My body feels great. Don't regret a thing. And I just hope now, even though I didn't win a trophy on the field, that I carry on working for the Giants, and eventually I'll win one off the field. And so I'm looking forward to the future and the challenges ahead.
Well, it's been amazing talking. Thanks very much for coming and having a chat. Enjoy the Robbie Hunter-Paul show tonight. Try and get a word in edgeways, and best of luck for Friday.
Thank you, as always. Thanks for having me, and enjoyed it as well.